English Listening Comprehension Test Spring 2017 Advanced Level. This test is in six parts. Part 6 has separate directions. In parts 1 through 5, you will answer the questions asked in the booklet by choosing the best alternative answer according to what you have heard. Mark each answer on the optical answer sheet. The test is about to begin. Now you will hear part 1 twice. In this part, you will hear a radio presentation. First, listen to it straight through.
Hello, this is John Walsh. Many young friends have asked me to give them advice on getting their first job as a personal trainer. Well, here goes. Now, when you go into an interview, your goal is to sell yourself to the prospective employer. Keep in mind that the interviewer doesn't know you at all. She doesn't know whether you are a good person or not, whether you are honest or not, hard-working or not. The list goes on and on. Making an important judgment about a person based on a conversation that lasts half an hour or less is difficult, so the interviewer must read into the answers that you give. Therefore, you want to give the right answers during the interview. Some questions are direct, some are not. And here's an example. Do you handle responsibility well? You must provide examples to her that show how well you handle responsibility. Answering yes or no will get you nowhere. Another example. What do you think of resistance training for weight loss? You need to say something like, resistance training is effective for weight loss because it burns calories during the workout and builds muscles, which cardiovascular training doesn't do. Every pound of muscle burns about 12 to 20 calories per day. So resistance training is the only way to change a person's metabolic rate. Thus, it is effective for long-term weight loss. More abstract example is this question. What animal would you like to be? What's the interviewer trying to learn about you? If you say, I'd be a cat because they are clever, it seems that my cat can eventually figure out any problem that I'll give her. Now she can go around and open the main door in my apartment. I really respect her for facing a challenge that at first might seem impossible, but she sticks with it and eventually figures it out. I like to think that I have that quality myself. By saying this, you're telling the interviewer that you respect hard work and don't quit if you fail the first time you do something. This is something valuable about yourself.
Now listen to the same radio podcast presentation in three sections. Look at questions 1 and 2.
Hello, this is John Walsh. Many young friends have asked me to give them advice on getting their first job as a personal trainer. Well, here goes. Now, when you go into an interview, your goal is to sell yourself to the prospective employer. Keep in mind that the interviewer doesn't know you at all. She doesn't know whether you are a good person or not, whether you are honest or not, hard-working or not. The list goes on and on. Making an important judgment about a person based on a conversation that lasts half an hour or less is difficult, so the interviewer must read into the answers that you give. Therefore, you want to give the right answers during the interview.
Answer questions 1 and 2, then look at questions 3 and 4.
Some questions are direct, some are not. And here's an example. Do you handle responsibility well? You must provide examples to her that show how well you handle responsibility. Answering yes or no will get you nowhere. Another example. What do you think of resistance training for weight loss? You need to say something like, resistance training is effective for weight loss because it burns calories during the workout and builds muscles, which cardiovascular training doesn't do. Every pound of muscle burns about 12 to 20 calories per day. So resistance training is the only way to change a person's metabolic rate. Thus, it is effective for long-term weight loss.
Answer questions 3 and 4. Look at questions 5 and 6.
More abstract example is this question. What animal would you like to be? What's the interviewer trying to learn about you? If you say, I'd be a cat because they are clever, it seems that my cat can eventually figure out any problem that I'll give her. Now she can go around and open the main door in my apartment. I really respect her for facing a challenge that at first might seem impossible. But she sticks with it and eventually figures it out. I like to think that I have that quality myself. By saying this, you're telling the interviewer that you respect hard work and don't quit if you fail the first time you do something. This is something valuable about yourself.
Answer questions 5 and 6. This is the second part of the test. You will hear a high school commencement speech. You will hear it twice. First, listen to it straight through.
Graduates, ladies and gentlemen, our Glacier Peak High School commencement speech this year will be delivered by Grace Barr.
Hello, everyone. Greetings to my fellow graduates. As many of you may know, I was not actually at Glacier Peak here in this great state of Washington for all 4 years of high school. I grew up in a mid-sized football town called Derby in the state of Kansas. I'm perfectly aware that here in Washington State, the only thing known about Kansas is from the old movie, The Wizard of Oz. Now, before any of you ask, like in The Wizard of Oz, yes, we had tornadoes every other week. Well, not quite. Then my dad's job moved, I said goodbye, and now here I am, graduating 2,000 miles away. I am stubborn, so once I arrived at Glacier Peak, it took me a while to notice that Glacier Peak is not like other high schools. Of course, you all just now look doubtingly at me, but speaking from personal experience, I can tell you that there is an overwhelming culture of caring and kindness at Glacier Peak. that doesn't exist at all schools, a culture that has completely won me over. Of course, we're not perfect. Here at our high school, there is a noticeable lack of apathy towards academics and athletics, replaced instead with an incredible drive to succeed that infects nearly the entire student population. As modeled through our years here, we all have the capability to make a big impact through small actions. Great people are typically seen as the powerful and influential in the world, but I argue that great people are actually those who know that a kind word goes farther than a harsh one. Everyone who leaves here will have the opportunity to spread more kindness than hurt. This means that all of us end up creating our own lives. Now that we're graduating, it's our turn to decide who we will be as we move into this new era. Although I never planned to be here at Glacier Peak, I am grateful and proud for the experiences that I hold in my memory as a student here.
Now listen to the same commencement speech in three sections. Look at questions 7 and 8.
Hello, everyone. Greetings to my fellow graduates. As many of you may know, I was not actually at Glacier Peak here in this great state of Washington for all 4 years of high school. I grew up in a mid-sized football town called Derby in the state of Kansas. I'm perfectly aware that here in Washington State, the only thing known about Kansas is from the old movie, The Wizard of Oz. Now, before any of you ask, like in The Wizard of Oz, yes, we had tornadoes every other week. Ha, well, not quite. Then my dad's job moved, I said goodbye, and now here I am, graduating 2,000 miles away.
Answer questions 7 and 8, then look at questions 9 and 10.
I am stubborn, so once I arrived at Glacier Peak, it took me a while to notice that Glacier Peak is not like other high schools. Of course, you all just now look doubtingly at me, but speaking from personal experience, I can tell you that there is an overwhelming culture of caring and kindness at Glacier Peak that doesn't exist at all schools, a culture that has completely won me over. Of course, we're not perfect. Here at our high school, there is a noticeable lack of apathy towards academics and athletics, replaced instead with an incredible drive to succeed that infects nearly the entire student population.
Answer questions 9 and 10. Look at questions 11 and 12.
As modeled through our years here, we all have the capability to make a big impact through small actions. Great people are typically seen as the powerful and influential in the world, but I argue that great people are actually those who know that a kind word goes farther than a harsh one. Everyone who leaves here will have the opportunity to spread more kindness than hurt. This means that all of us end up creating our own lives. Now that we're graduating, it's our turn to decide who we will be as we move into this new era. Although I never planned to be here at Glacier Peak, I am grateful and proud for the experiences that I hold in my memory as a student here.
Answer questions 11 and 12. This is the third part of the test. You will hear this radio interaction twice. Listen to this part straight through.
Hello, I'm Charles Ames, and I'm here with Francis Jersey talking about wireless. Let me kick this off, Francis. I'd say our modern world rests squarely on the shoulders of wireless communications.
That's so true, Charles. And now NASA's lab, working with a Californian professor, has developed a Wi-Fi chip for use in mobile electronics that uses 100 times less power. This could extend battery life in nearly every device.
Let me explain this to our listeners. To do something on the internet, your smartphone generates and sends a signal out to your router box. Your router sends a new signal back. Now, this new Wi-Fi chip reflects a constant signal sent by a specialized router instead of creating its own original signal. Data is placed into the signal when it's reflected, so all the heavy work is essentially done by the router itself.
I think everyone got that, Charles. And here's the real crunch. The biggest difficulty is sorting out the specific signal that is reflected back, because the router signal is also being reflected by everything in the room. So you need to discover what's coming from the smartphone and what's coming from the background.
Okay, and that's where the specialized router hardware comes in. It not only sends the signal, but it is able to read what data is being reflected back with new information. NASA and the University of California own the idea together, and they are in talks with a business partner to bring the technology to market. Thanks, Francis, for being here with me to explain this.
Now listen to the same radio interaction in two sections. Read questions 13 and 14.
Hello, I'm Charles Ames, and I'm here with Francis Jersey talking about wireless. Let me kick this off, Francis. I'd say our modern world rests squarely on the shoulders of wireless communications.
That's so true, Charles. And now NASA's lab, working with a Californian professor, has developed a Wi-Fi chip for use in mobile electronics that uses 100 times less power. This could extend battery life in nearly every device.
Let me explain this to our listeners. To do something on the internet, your smartphone generates and sends a signal out to your router box. Your router sends a new signal back. Now, this new Wi-Fi chip reflects a constant signal sent by a specialized router instead of creating its own original signal. Data is placed into the signal when it's reflected, so all the heavy work is essentially done by the router itself.
Answer questions 13 and 14, then look at questions 15 and 16.
I think everyone got that, Charles. And here's the real crunch. The biggest difficulty is sorting out the specific signal that is reflected back because the router signal is also being reflected by everything in the room. So you need to discover what's coming from the smartphone and what's coming from the background.
Okay, and that's where the specialized router hardware comes in. It not only sends the signal, but it is able to read what data is being reflected back with new information. NASA and the University of California own the idea together, and they are in talks with a business partner to bring the technology to market. Thanks, Francis, for being here with me to explain this.
Answer questions 15 and 16. This is the fourth part of the test. You will hear some short dialogues. You will hear each of them once only. Look at question 17.
I really love following the Tour de France. That's the classic bicycle race. It's just so exciting.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's fantastic. And it's not just the riders and the competition between them, but it's the varied roads themselves which play the main role.
I know. Riding on cobblestones or asphalt, punchy short finishes, varied mountain sections, it's a grand thing.
And the battle for the yellow jersey often goes right down to the wire, like last year.
Answer question 17, look at question 18.
You know how trains jerk in the autumn because of leaves on the rails?
Yes, it's really irritating.
Well, that's nothing compared to this story. It says here that a passenger train was derailed last night after hitting a herd of cows that had strayed onto the line. Fortunately, nobody was injured. The carriages remained upright, right next to the line.
Well, that's fortunate.
Answer question 18, then look at question 19.
How can I cut down on the time I spend on my smartphone?
I think that I mostly grab from my phone to check the time, but as soon as I do that, there are messages waiting to be answered and a pile of other things that will distract me.
So, what did you do?
I went in my drawer and pulled out my old watch that I haven't seen in years, a beautiful and nice-looking gift from my mother, and put it on again. I think this cut down on about 50% of the time I had my phone in my hand.
That sounds sensible.
Answer question 19. Look at question 20.
Did you hear about the New Zealander who won the French language world championship in Scrabble?
Are you kidding? The word game Scrabble? A foreigner? I would think you'd need to be a well-educated native speaker.
Well, although his mother had always been very keen on French, Nigel Richards can't speak much French beyond bonjour. Still, he won the French language championship. He'd prepared for the tournament by memorizing the entire French Scrabble dictionary in just 9 weeks. Nigel had to have a translator to help him express his gratitude to the crowd after receiving his trophy.
Answer question 20, then look at question 21.
Do you realize that the top 5 YouTube stars have more subscribers than the population of Mexico?
I've heard that it's enormous. Doesn't YouTube have hundreds of thousands of ad-supported channels?
Yes, it does. Spending on digital video ads surpassed $10 billion quite some time ago. And some of Hollywood's biggest content managers are behind many of these stars.
Yeah, homemade videos don't really make it.
Answer question 21, then look at question 22.
I'm sorry for any inconvenience I might have caused you yesterday. I shouldn't have asked you to help John out, but he really needed help in packing boxes.
No need to apologize. John's a buddy, and this move is getting a bit stressful for him. We managed to get his boxes packed by 8, and then we went out for a late dinner. He insisted, said it was his way of returning the favor.
Well, that was very decent of him. Now, how shall I pay you back? Lunch today?
Answer question 22.
Thank you.
This is the fifth part of the test. In this part, you will hear four items from radio. You will hear each of them once only. Look at question 23.
The greater portion of the British Isles will be subjected to a series of low-pressure centres coming in off the Atlantic, and these will bring along torrential rains and high winds. People living in low-lying areas along the coast should be particularly careful during the next couple of weeks. But there will be sunshine coming after that.
Answer question 23, then look at question 24.
If you follow the headlines, your confidence in science may have taken a hit lately. For example, Brian Nosek's team invited researchers to take part in a data analysis project. Participants were all given the same data set and prompt. Do soccer referees give more red cards to dark-skinned players than light-skinned ones? 29 teams took part. Despite analyzing the same data, the researchers got a variety of results. 20 teams concluded that soccer referees gave more red cards to dark-skinned players, and 9 teams found no significant relationship. The variability in results was certainly not due to fraud or sloppy work. Even the most skilled researchers must make subjective choices that have a huge impact on the results they find. That's a simple fact.
Answer question 24. Look at question 25.
Leading dog trainer Louise Glazebrook has seen an astonishing spectrum of behavioural issues and idiosyncrasies in her line of work, and that's just from the owners. She has also seen a noticeable surge in those looking to outsource teaching their dog to sit, stay, and generally behave themselves. Dog ownership has soared to 1 in 4 households. Seeing canines overtake cats as the UK's most popular pet for the first time in 20 years. And soaring similarly are calls to the professionals from people who'd rather shell out large sums than school their wayward pets themselves. Many owners just don't seem to be ready to invest time in a dog.
Answer question 25, then look at question 26.
Air quality downtown is poor today due to the demolition of the old City Hall. Since the wrecking crews are using explosives to tear it down, this will raise a lot of dust into the atmosphere. Health authorities urge everyone to avoid the area, especially those who suffer from asthma. Poor air quality is expected to continue for several days.
Answer question 26.
Thank you.
This is the sixth part of the test. There are five sections. Each section is a separate bit of digital news. You will hear each section once, and then you will have time to answer that section. Then you will go on to the next section. You will write in Finnish or Swedish. You must write your answers on the special answer sheet. Read question A. Question A, listen to this section and then answer the question.
Hello, this is James Conrad. It has taken me the best part of a week to get around to unpacking from what has become an annual music and merrymaking trip to the Scottish Islands each summer. The explosion of events over the last decade has created a busy calendar that would need a helicopter to navigate. The first such festival, launched 21 years ago, created an appetite for turning a trip to a music festival into a mini-holiday that requires staying in a hotel for several nights.
Read question B. Question B, listen to this section and then answer the question.
Cars have been remotely hacked. You may have read it was a so-called software problem that allowed hackers to remotely take control of a car. That claim by manufacturers doesn't hold water. That's not the most fundamental reason for the weakness. These cars were hacked because the same computer that handles each vehicle's internet connectivity for entertainment and navigation also handles the engine and steering. Automakers decided to go for minor cost reductions by installing one computer instead of two. Two would have allowed for isolation of the control of the engine from everything but a high-energy electromagnetic pulse. Virtually anything that connects to the internet can be hacked. Cars are described by security experts as a tangible risk.
Read question C. Question C, listen to this section and then answer the question.
We arrived at the banks of a river and saw a small hut with an Albanian flag flying in front of it. The hut had a hand-operated cable system attached to a floating wooden platform. This hand-operated cable was to be used for the short journey across the water to Butrint, a UNESCO World Heritage Site dating from 8 BC. Butrint is considered one of the best-preserved Greek archaeological sites in Europe. Despite my doubts, this so-called ferry did manage to get us and our car across.
Read question D. Question D. Listen to this section and then answer the question.
Stansted Airport is the UK's fourth busiest airport. Workers who operate security scanners for checked luggage at this airport are ready to go on strike tomorrow in a row over pay. Remember that tomorrow is a bank holiday Monday, one of the busiest travel days of the summer. Around 30 employees, all luggage security scanners, are taking industrial action to support their claim for a 3% pay rise. The airport said in a statement on its website, "If planned industrial action by members of the union goes ahead, it is unlikely there will be any disruption to passenger services. The company has confirmed it has appropriate alternative plans in place to meet any scenarios." Well, I have to remark that the last time I went through Stansted, I thought the service couldn't possibly get any worse.
Read question E. Question E. Listen to this section and then answer the question.
Pencils, pens, notebooks, school clothes, they all add up. But soon parents have a chance to save a few dollars when they go back to school shopping for their children next fall. Ohio has enacted a law granting a one-time sales tax break on clothing and school supplies for the month of August. These items can then all be sold without sales tax. This will save buyers about 7% on school purchases, and retailers will benefit from increased sales. Both groups should be happy then.
This is the end of the test. You will now have 8 minutes in which to blacken with a pencil the ovals indicating your answers and to check the written answers. Remember to make sure you have written the following information on your answer sheet: your name and number and the name and number of your school. In addition, make sure that the information needed for the exam has been carefully marked in. Thank you.